Mo, I didn't tell you. Guess what happened this week?
What?
So, I may have introduced an anime to both my brothers.
Okay, what anime?
Want to take a guess what anime it was? It was The Future Diary.
Oh my gosh, of course it was.
And you know, want to know what they said?
What?
They liked it.
Ooh. Like, see, Future Diary is one of those, like, hit or miss animes.
I figured it would hit with them because literally we only watched the first two episodes. And my brother's first thing was like, what is wrong with this girl? And then it was, oh my God, that girl just killed everyone in that school because she just ran around and blew up the bomb.
Yes.
And then they're like, why is the main character such a wimpy bitch? And I'm like,
thank you.
Thank you. I was like, you're hitting all facts right now. And they're like, I'm really intrigued by this. I want to watch. I like, literally the next day, my brother's like, can we watch more of it? And I'm like, well, I'm going back to Dallas. So,
well, I'm watch going on back your own time. To Dallas.
I was like, sorry, bro. But I need to text them and be like, so.
Have you watched any
Have you got to the next episode of Future Diary? I want you to get to the cult massacre.
Nice.
But I'm just saying. So, Mo, I kind of like, there was a moment there when I was showing it to them. I was like, I just need a random appliance dude in the background telling us, man, I remember watching cartoons back in the day. Because that happened to Mo and I.
I remember watching cartoons back in the day.
And I was, literally this man was standing behind
literally,
us and
he
said
was
this.
So awkward. I was like, quit watching. What?
Also, then I was like, what cartoon murders a bunch of children? Like, literally, like...
Well, he saw animated, and his first instinct was, they're watching cartoons.
Yeah, but he was watching, the couple part. And there was, like, a lot of bloodshed and, like, fires, explosion, yelling, and punching, and then sensual rape scenes and stuff. Like, I was like...
The Flintstones.
Bro, what cartoons were you watching growing up? Damn.
This looks like the Flintstones.
This looks like the Flintstones. It looks like Wilma is massacring all the children again. Fred is the main character of the Flintstones. Fred, I think it's Fred.
Yes.
Flintstone, right?
Fred Flintstone, yeah. And Wilma.
Jeez, can you imagine if American cartoons were like that? Future Diary. Every single cartoon you grew up had Future Diary-esque aspects.
No,
to it.
There's absolutely no way.
Yeah, but. Yeah, so I kind of did a little fun there. And
okay,
kinda,
we have to get on with the podcast.
What are you talking about? What podcast? I don't know what you're talking about.
It has been 40 minutes, and we still haven't even got on to the main topic.
There's parts I can edit out. There's like a couple coughs we did. Okay, fine, Mo. Let's get in the fucking episode. Damn. Someone's riding my ass today, and not the way I would like it to be read. Sorry.
Hello and welcome back to another episode of Bingers Anime Edition. As always, I'm your host, Mo.
And I'm Maddie, and this is just a little podcast that talks about different animes for fellow weebs out there. Hey, Mo.
What's up?
We're back over the Zoom.
The Zoom,
which, low-key, I'm a little bit more comfortable with this setup.
You're a little bit more comfortable with this setup.
Yeah, I think, well, also, like, trying to get it all done when I was in Oklahoma was a little stressful.
Yeah.
it was stressful, baby. But here we are, back in the closets where we have always belonged. Our safe places. Wink, wink, nudge, nudge.
Yes. And I did something very different.
Oh, well, I didn't know. I don't see anything different. What are you talking about? There's absolutely nothing different.
I cut all my hair off.
You cut all your hair off. Like, all of it.
Yes.
She has shorter hair than I do now.
Yes.
Guys, and it looks fantastic, may I add.
Thank you.
Like, whoo. She sent a photo in the group message, and I was like, damn.
Mm-hmm.
I don't got hair. I mean, she got no hair, but damn. She got a cut. I love it.
Yeah, I'm still...
How do you feel about it?
I don't know. I think it's just such a different cut for me.
Yeah, it is. It's so different.
I've never had my hair shorter than like the middle of my neck.
Mm-hmm. What's this haircut called? A Dixie chick?
It's like pixie like type of, but like longer.
A pixie Dixie. No. Like an elongated pixie dick. Not a pixie dick,
an elongated pixie dick.
I'm sorry. Okay, so we have an HR complaint, Mo, from last week's episode.
Okay, what is it?
We talked about boobs for 7 minutes in our intro, apparently, and he said that there were some hot takes stated. Like, our HR director and our marketing director, marketing was like, that's a t-shirt. That's marketing. And HR was like, you guys literally talked about boobs for 7 minutes in the intro. We need to have a meeting.
Oh my gosh.
Which is true. And then I talked about me being walking around naked in the house. So honestly, we really hit all the levels.
We were really getting in there.
Wow. But Mo, how has your week been other than your dramatic hair change?
It's been pretty okay. Honestly, like, really haven't done a whole lot other than like work and sleep.
That's fair. I have worked a lot this week. I worked 15 hours of overtime.
Nice.
I had to reschedule my exam. I was supposed to take an exam this upcoming Tuesday, so in a couple days. And I rescheduled it because I saw the signs. I saw the signs coming that, Maddie boy, you're going to have to work a lot of overtime this week for this pinup. Which, by the way, I did. Had pinup, and we got ripped a new one at work. So everyone in the firm was like, this is shit. And I was like, I know it looks like shit. I know it looks like shit. And I know it doesn't look like it's for an elementary school. But we were told to do this by the client, and I don't know what to do. And so, yeah. And I'm really, really hoping next week doesn't end up the exact same. Like, I cannot work overtime next week because I have to study for the exam. I'm studying all weekend. I'm going to be studying all next weekend. And then I'm taking the exam the Wednesday before you get here.
Yes.
I hopefully will pass so we can celebrate.
Yes. We can go out, get a drink,
to the Japanese-styled bar. Yes. Which I need to talk to my roommate about getting a reservation for. Which will be a lot of fun.
It'll be so much fun. I'm excited.
It was so much fun. Also, there was a lot of storms this week.
There were.
Yeah, which I know Oklahoma's been in a drought, right?
I feel like we're always in a drought.
Well, I mean, they were, and Bartlesville at least, my parents were having to not use water. They're like saying conserve water.
I don't think we were in like Tulsa because I didn't get any notice about that. But I guess if you went over like a certain percentage, like you got extra added to your water bill.
Gotcha. That makes sense. Oh, also, you want to hear something funny?
What?
I came home yesterday, right? So, like, all this week, I haven't been coming home till like, after, like, 10, 11. Mm-hmm. So, I really haven't seen my roommates. So, like, on Tuesday morning, they text me, like, hey, you got back from Oklahoma, like, Sunday. We saw you for an hour, and we haven't seen you in 2 days. Like, are you okay? Like, what's going on? And I'm like, oh, I'm just working a lot and studying. And they're like, okay, well, just want to make sure you're still alive and you didn't, like, kill over dead in your room. And I'm like, fair.
Thanks for the check-in.
I'm like, thanks for the check-in. I'm fine. Don't eat my food. Thank you.
I am fine. Please leave my stuff alone.
Yes, because when I got back from Oklahoma, all my snackies were eaten. And I was like, where are my club crackers? I was counting on eating them this week. They were gone. And so I found this box of like toasted butter crisp, and I'm like, I'm pretty sure I bought these. I'm eating these.
Yes.
And then they bought groceries and didn't buy me new stuff. And I was like, rude.
rude.
So I should have reminded them, but just okay. I'm over it. Also, I'm doing an Every Plate subscription and HelloFresh because I listen to so many podcasts that have coupons for it, like promos. So I'm just gonna do that.
Listen to this. You want to hear this that made me so mad? Have you ever eaten at Waldo's?
You mean like the storybook?
No, Waldo's Chicken and Beer in Tulsa.
No, but like, can you not find it?
You're so funny.
Is it like in a group of restaurants that you and it's just not noticeable?
So Waldo's Chicken and Beer is one of my favorite places to eat. I love like their chicken sandwich. I love their onion rings. It is so good.
Oh, no wonder I've never heard of it.
Well, the other day, I was sleeping and Ethan comes in and he gets down and he's like, "Hey, Molly, I'm going to go get something to eat. Do you want anything?" And I was like, "Well, where are you going to get something to eat?" And he was like, "Charlie's Chicken." And I was like, "No, I don't want Charlie's Chicken, you know?
I want fucking Waldo's."
And
where's Waldo?
And he goes, "Oh, okay, that's fine." And I didn't say, "No, I don't want Charlie's Chicken." I was like, "No, I don't want anything to eat." Thinking he was going to Charlie's Chicken. And so he leaves, he comes back, he gets in bed with me, and he's snuggling, and he goes, "I actually went to Waldo's." And I was like,
"You're like,
what?
Where's my Waldo?"
No, I was like, "What?" And he was like, "Yeah." And I was like, "And you didn't get me anything? You didn't call me or anything?" And he goes, "I didn't have my phone."
And that's just irresponsible.
Like, I was like,
"This man,
seriously, babe?" I was like, "Seriously?"
Well, not to be dramatic, but that's worthy of a breakup. Like, relationship over. He didn't get you your Waldo. He didn't bring his phone with him. Red flag, deal breaker.
Well, I was just like, continue. I was like, "Why didn't you just get me something then?" And he goes, "Oh, I didn't know what you would want." And I was like,
"I wanted fucking chicken."
It's like, I really wouldn't have cared. Like,
dude, doesn't like every chicken place have like four things on the menu? It's like three chicken fingers, four chicken fingers, five chicken fingers, or a chicken sandwich. That's pretty much at every single chicken place. Could he not figure out? I'm like, will Mo want 2, 3, 4, or 5 pieces of chicken, and maybe a biscuit if it's like one of those places that want to give you a biscuit that's as dry as the Sahara Desert.
Literally, fucking his best friend Popeyes. Came over later, and I told him about it, and his best friend goes like, "Seriously, dude, you just didn't get her anything?" And he goes, "I didn't know what she would want." And I was like, "Ethan, literally, the handful of times that we've been there, I've gotten the same thing every time."
Also, if you got something and you're like, "Oh, wow, this is really not what I wanted," or like, "I didn't like it," or "This is not my meal," bro, just put it in the fridge for you later. Like, you tried, and yes, you forgot your phone. It's a little annoying, but like, if you decide not to eat the food that he bought for you as a, like, to be kind, then
yeah,
you can eat it later.
You know, and it was like literally the only reason that I was like, "Oh no, I don't want anything to eat," was because he was going to Charlie's Chicken.
I've never been to Charlie's Chicken.
And he was like, "Yeah, I kind of thought about that. Like, that the only reason you were saying no was because it was Charlie's Chicken." And I was like,
"You know, the man can be so smart sometimes."
He was like, "So you do know me, but you don't know me."
You know, it's like training a dog. I feel like Milo is easier to train than Ethan is. And Milo's a bitch.
Dude, I had to shave him the other day.
Oh, what for?
Because
like Ethan or Milo?
Milo.
Oh.
I had to shave like a patch of fur on his back because he scratched himself really good.
Ooh.
And it was like scabby and bleedy and all that kind of stuff. And so when we were at the vet the other day, they shaved that patch of hair on him so that way we can like doctor his cut and all that kind of stuff. And it's so funny. He's got like
boy.
A bald spot on his back.
Do you call him Baldy now?
No,
you should make fun of him. Like, just look at him like
no.
Imagine having a bald spot
his allergies have been like so bad lately.
Didn't you used to give him allergy shots?
We started back doing the allergy shots. Well, because we were trying to find an alternative to, like, you know, giving allergy shots. And because he was also having, like, bad ear infections, too.
That's right. You said he was having bad ear infections.
And so that's why we went on this, like...
This dog has been problematic from day one.
That's why we...
Just like her owner.
We went on this, the pills... He's currently on because they all not only help with itching, but they help with ear infections, which he has had less frequent ear infections than he's ever had in like the 5 years that I've had him.
Oh, that's good.
But his itching has not gotten any better, and, you know, he's just, like, basically, like, itching himself raw. And so we went back to the vet, and we got him another injection.
Is this something where you could just remove his claws?
No.
Or, like, his paws?
Babe, that would be, like, removing your hands and feet. Or your,
that fixes the scratching problem.
Or removing your fingernails.
You know, you can tell I have plants. And not... I feel like I'm channeling La Latina right now, who thinks that if you just cut off people's body parts, it'll just regrow like plants.
Yes. But,
that's not how that works. Just take all the skin off and let it regrow.
But, yeah, it's just, So we're doing a combination of, like, the injection and the pills. But
man,
he's 95 pounds.
Oh, that's awesome.
Yes. So he's losing weight. He's lost 15 pounds.
That's good. That's good. Keep it up, Mo. Keep it up.
Yes. The vet was like, all right, you got another 15 to go.
I love it. Oh, but I didn't finish my story about what happened with my roommates.
Oh, yes.
So I came home last night and we were chit-chatting. Okay. Also, side note, I've been getting up every morning at 5 a.m. going to work around 5:36,
okay,
and leaving at like 11. So I am like never home, but I'm getting up really early and leaving. So I got home and they're like chit-chatting. They were under the influence of some certain psychedelics, we'll just put it that way. And they were having a good time. But one of my roommates started complaining and he's like, I needed Matt to be here to just tell me to shut the fuck up. And I was like, what? He was just like, Maddie, I needed you to be here to tell me to shut the fuck up. You're just complaining about your job. And I was like, I literally was like, when would I have done that? I wasn't home ever. We have talked 2 hours this entire week. And I for sure was not talking to you about work. I was not having it. All we talked about was how I'm not drinking anymore. And then you started rambling about my plants. And I was like, uh-huh, the tomato plant's doing great. Thank you for watering it for 5 days. It's still my tomato plant, because I can guarantee you, I know what's going to happen. When those tomatoes become ripe, they're just going to pick them and cook them themselves. Also, my bell pepper plant is infested with flying ants. So ooh. I have isolated that motherfucker outside. I was like, you're not infecting my other plants. I just saved all the other plants and bugs, and now they're all on the bell pepper. Which maybe I should just get rid of the bell pepper. That might be the solution.
Ew. But this is why I don't have plants.
Right. Oh, also, I was at work yesterday at around 4 o'clock, and one of my coworkers was having a rough day.
Mm.
Okay, keep in mind, you know, like, those people at work that you talk to, and you're like, oh, they're chill. But you're definitely not close friends, right?
Okay, like, yeah.
Yeah, you're like, I would never hang out. I mean, maybe eventually hang out outside of work, but not, like, really hang out with them.
Like, you are a work acquaintance. Like,
yeah.
I will talk
so,
to you
like,
at work.
I was just chit-chatting. Yeah, I was just chit-chatting with him, and he was just like, bro, I'm just really pissed. And I was like, oh, okay, think it's about work. And he's like, no, I'm trying to get this fucking money. And he was like, really mad. And he's like, I just got fucked up thoughts in my brain sometimes. And I'm like, what? He was like, I just want to wrangle this girl sometimes. Like, this chase lady that's trying to help me get my money back. I got fucked up thoughts going through my brain. And I'm like,
Do I need to call someone?
No, it was more of like, I genuinely didn't know what to say. And Mo, I'm used to people like trauma dumping on me and just like telling me shit. I was not prepared for this situation. I was just like,
You're like, I did not think you would trauma dump on me.
Right? I was like, hold up. The plots are usually reversed here. But I'm also like, people tend to just do that with me. But I'm like, it's not like this guy and I have a really close conversation. And he was just like, yeah, and he just like laid it out. And I was like, we have a counseling service.
Let me direct you to,
And I was like, also, you can take a baseball bat and like smash some glass vases or something in your backyard. And he's like, but then I have to fucking clean it. I'm like, I'll tell you, bro.
Go to one of those places that, you know.
That's what I said, too. And he's like, well, then I have to pay for it. And I'm like, okay.
Okay, literally, I'm giving you solutions here, like.
Right? It's like, when there's interest, I'm like, I'm giving you solutions, and you're just, like, shooting them down. And then, like, he was talking, like, I need to use some PTO, because he has, like, 80 hours of PTO that will not roll over. So he needs to take some PTO.
Yeah, I would be taking, like, I would be taking a couple days.
Off.
Yeah.
Well, the problem is, so, we have a lot of PTO we can use, right? No one ever uses it because we are constantly on deadlines and you have to be approved for PTO. And oftentimes our project managers are like, oh yeah, you're more than welcome to use all your PTO, but also like you can't take 3 weeks off at a time because that means there's 3 weeks off of a project that is pushing. So like it's stupid, but like most people can't take more than 2 weeks of PTO at a time. Unless you're in December when I kid you not, everyone in the firm in December takes like 3 weeks of PTO because they haven't been able to use it all year. And like, I'm trying to take 3 or 4 hours every week of PTO just to study, and I'm having a hard time getting that, like, okayed.
Dang.
But also, like, the project amount is like incredibly short staff, so it makes sense.
Yeah.
But yeah, this guy just like dropped this shit on me, and I was like, if you want to hang out this weekend, let me know.
I know. Oh, yeah.
And I was like, okay. And then he was like, oh, I need your number then. And I'm like, shit. And so I'm like, yeah, I should have gave them your number.
I know. I need to like make sure that Ethan has taken off work for that week we're coming to Dallas, because I guarantee you he hasn't. And that.
That's in 2 weeks.
Yeah, I know.
That's like,
I keep reminding him about it, but I don't think that he's taken off.
He better do that. He better do this shit. But you know what the nice thing about PTO is, Mo?
What?
The paid portion of it. Paid time off. Not just a day off. Paid time off. Which means when I take 2 weeks off, I'm still getting my income.
Ooh, yes.
And that's a nice thought.
I took off next Friday because it's my anniversary. Oh. And I'm supposed to...
Your anniversary of what?
Me and Ethan.
Oh, yeah, that makes sense. I was like, what other... I'm like, okay, I'm getting Milo. I'm like, I don't think anyone has died recently in your life.
I'm not going to celebrate the anniversary. Like, take off
the
work.
Death anniversary.
Take off work to celebrate the anniversary of me getting Milo.
Okay, I'm realizing how stupid that sounds now. I'm sorry. Or like your graduation anniversary. You're like, I graduated. Like, can you imagine? No. Mo, I have a scheme. What if we took off for like all these little things? Like, okay, it's the anniversary of our podcast. It's the anniversary of our 100th episode. It's the anniversary of when I graduated high school. It's the anniversary when I graduated college. It's the anniversary of when I passed my first exam. It's my anniversary of when I met my boyfriend, when I started dating him, when we kissed, when we chewed gum together.
Babes, we would not be at work ever.
It would be great.
But we wouldn't be getting paid either, because we'd probably be fired.
No. No. Yeah, that's true. Oh, also, Mo, you know what we did Thursday?
What?
We met for D&D with one less member of our group. Who was that member, Mo?
It was me.
It was me. Which, part of this was my fault. I didn't text the group until, like, Thursday morning. I'm like, hey, guys, we're meeting.
You didn't text the group until 3:15.
I texted them 2 hours before we were meeting, 4 hours before we were meeting. And I was like, guys, I'm pretty sure Mo might still be asleep. I'm pretty confident that she's probably still asleep.
I did not go to bed that day until 2, so...
It really was unfortunate timing, wasn't it?
Yeah.
But it was just kind of a talking about the rules, making sure everyone can get into Roll 20 and access the player books. But have you looked through the player books I sent the link to?
I have not quite yet. I was going to do that today while Ethan's at D&D.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
Yes.
Well... While that's happening, and if you're doing it, just text me and ask me what I'm doing, because I might be available, and we can hop onto the Roll20 together and work through some things. But
yes.
I'm very excited to do Monsters of the Week.
I think that'll be very fun.
It's so much more of a story. It's a conversation where I improvise things based on your roles and what you say you're doing. And you guys have to be a lot more descriptive, because I need to know kind of like what you're trying to do. So like if you don't succeed, I can kind of take elements of what you're trying to do and have things happen. So
yes.
And the combat is so much faster, which is going to be nice.
I feel so bad for Ethan, though.
Oh, and his really boring D&D group.
Well, I think he's starting to like not be into it as much anymore.
Because it's so boring?
I don't know. He just keeps... He kind of like doesn't want to go.
Yeah. Whenever you're just sitting around the table, like, my character stabs the guard. My character does an incite roll.
What's like so weird though is that like he talks like so like there's so much detail in the story though, but from the one time that like I went and they didn't really do any role play, I was like,
absolutely not.
I was like, how do you have so much detail in like your character's background and everything?
Oh, but Mo, do you want to hear the idea we were going to do for the D&D, the Monsters of the Week?
Okay, what?
So, remember when I did the soap opera one-shot a couple, like, in December? I think I told you about it.
Mm-hmm.
So, they want to reuse their characters from it and make them the Monsters of the Week characters and have us all part of the mob family and just show up in Bartlesville, Oklahoma.
Oh, just show up as the mob in Bartlesville, Oklahoma?
Pretty much.
That's funny.
Well, and the funniest part is you don't have a character from the family.
No.
And so depending on what player book you choose, you can either make one, you can be one of the other characters I made from it, or you can just be one of the Barshanites.
The Barshanites?
The Barshanites. And be like,
that joins the mob.
You're like, I am the school AP U.S. history teacher that drove through the donut shop. Wink, wink, nudge, nudge. Not at one of our teachers from high school.
Wink, wink, nudge, nudge.
Can you imagine if you just took one of our, like, one of the real people from our town that we interacted with and made that your character?
Gosh, that's just, like, that's chaos.
It's chaos incarnate. I also joked, I'm like, what if you guys are part of the Mormon family of town? And y'all are, like, and because they mentioned mobs, I'm like, oh, what if you're, like, the Mormons of town? You know, the people that run the town secretly.
Bartlesville does not need any more Mormons.
Yeah, because they run the town, and that's why you would be part of the Mormon family. So you'd be doing all the dirty work for the Mormons.
No, it was so funny, because I was telling Ethan not too long ago, I was like, yeah, like, Bartlesville is, like, half Mormon and half, like, non-Mormon. And he goes, what? And I was like, yeah.
And, I mean, the Mormons were super chill. I was, like, chill with all of them. I was like, y'all cool. I can vibe with this.
Literally the, like, non-converting Mormons.
Yeah, they're so chill, you wouldn't even know they're Mormon. They just don't let you go to their weddings.
Yes.
Which is chill with me.
That's one less wedding I have to go to.
Oh, yeah. Speaking of weddings, guess what happened to me the other day?
What?
My brother asked me to be part of his wedding party. Which shocked me. And I was like,
you're going to be a groomsman?
Yeah. And he was like, well, I couldn't decide between you and my other brother to be my best man. And I literally, while he was saying, I was interrupting him, I'm like, whoa, whoa, whoa. Why would you ever consider me your best man? I would plan a terrible bachelor party for you. There would be alcohol. There would be anime. There would be D&D shit.
There would be
titties. You don't
titties.
Like any of that. There will be massive titties. That would be tatas everywhere. Chest plates for everyone. And then, like, yeah, HR, what are you going to do about it now, bitch?
Embrace it, HR.
Embrace the titties, HR.
Embrace the chest plates.
Title of this episode will be called Chest Plates for All.
No, what did you say, like, at the beginning of the episode that was, like, really funny? It was, like, pixie.
Tatas for everyone?
No, it was, like, pixie dick or something like that.
Oh,
or...
God, pixie dick. Yep, I said that. That's probably an HR violation right there. God. Speaking of pixie dick, my brother. Sorry, I love my brother. No, I don't. I mean, it's a relationship.
A familial love.
A familial love. And I literally was like, bro, why would you ever consider me your best man? You could have easily made it our other brother. You didn't even, you could have literally just been like, hey.
So who's his best man then?
Some random dude. He's friends with. And I was like, okay, well, it sounds like you just want him to be your best man. You don't have to blame it on the fact that you couldn't decide between us, because if you just asked us, I would have been like, nah, man.
I'm good.
You can make whatever you want. Because I was like, I'm like, what do you want to do for your bachelor party? He's like, well, I want to play disc golf and do a Bible study. And I was like, yeah, if you had made me your best man, I wouldn't even consider doing those things.
Who does a Bible study for their bachelor party?
A youth pastor.
That seems like the worst bachelor party ever.
No. I don't think it's going to be that. I'm going to go. I think we're going to play some Super Smash Bros., which, of course, I will kick everyone's ass at. because I'm just talented that way. And then it'll be great. It'll be great. Maybe play some Minecraft. You know, I'm like, that's chill, but I'll bring a dick cake.
I want to have a book club.
I want to do a book club. You know a book that's banned in like 49 districts?
What?
Furry and Mist.
Yes.
Mist and Furry? Is that what it's called?
A Court of Mist and Fury.
Oh, Fury, not Furry. I was like, man, they're really like
leaning
into the whole like.
Have you read more of Akhtar?
It's sitting on my coffee table, looking at me.
Mm-hmm.
Bro, I've been studying. I got an exam coming up.
That doesn't mean you can't read a chapter a day.
To keep the doctor away. I'm down. But
I really want to start a book club. Maybe after finish all your exammy stuff.
That'd be so much fun.
We can
do a virtual big club.
We can check in the chat and see if anybody wants to do book club with us. Natalie would.
And Aaron. Aaron reads all the time.
Yes.
Sorry. Our HR director and our marketing director.
Yes.
I mean, just saying, possible podcast idea? I've been trying to pitch we read fan fictions together for a while now, but no one seems to be on board with that. I guess we'll do smut books instead, because that's so much different.
Listen.
But speaking of smut, I've been watching 911. And
yes.
I am pretty sure Eddie and Buck are about to get together. I'm convinced. I am waiting for the shoe
to drop. I've picked back up 911. I'm not too far into the sixth season, but
I'm just saying, the way their characters are growing, both are going through, like, Eddie right now is going through the whole, oh, wow, I am single and alone and have a kid and I'm sad. And I don't want to die without having, you know, a family.
Mm-hmm.
And Buck's going through the whole dealing with,
I just
what do I really
died.
Want in life? I kind of just died, and I don't really know what to do with my life. And both of them are going through that journey at the same time. So,
platonic partnership that turns into love?
I'm just saying, the problem is they're not really hinting that there's a lot of romance between them, but I'm delusional. Mo, this man here, delusional. I'm really hoping
they
get together. Yeah, I'm like, they were sitting by someone's grave, and they were just like, man, she's such a happy end of life experience. And then Eddie was like, Buck, man, you haven't been the same since, you know, what happened. Other than being a human calculator or something. And he's like, yeah, I feel different, man. I feel like I can't be Buck for everyone. He's like, it's okay to change, bro. And I was like, and then ended with Eddie kind of like sitting sadly staring at his dead wife. And it like, I know, I'm like on a little like a picture. And I was like, where are we going with these two guys' storylines? Because they're suspiciously in tandem, like going together.
Like
to do some discovery.
In all honesty, I think what a great storyline would be is like I was saying, like a platonic partnership. Like they get together to help, like, you know, be the other like person and like that each other's lives. You know, like, and it just grows into a romance.
The
slow burn.
I think the end of the season will reveal something to us, but. You know what they did?
What?
They introduced a woman. They introduced two women last episode, one for each of them. But both of them...
Of course they did.
No. But both of them aren't real... Like, one of them flat out was like, this is not going to go anywhere. And the other one is like, I'm not... One wasn't like, I'm not over my fiancé yet. And then the other chick was like, you almost died? Tell me about that experience.
They always say, this isn't going to go anywhere. And then, like,
and
literally 8 seasons later, they're like... I love you.
You're like, whoa, we just met because we were like a blind date scenario. And I was like, okay.
Or like it's supposed to be like one of those like rougher women or something that's like,
yeah,
no man is like, you know,
right.
Taking me around. Like, I'm in charge here.
But it's just interesting because they introduced these women, and then at the end of the episode, they were both kind of like, I've just changed so much. Like, who am I supposed to be? Like, I'm not the same person I was. And then they're just like, I'm sad and lonely.
I need to figure some shit out.
Like, Buck is going on this journey of, I need to figure out myself. Eddie's like, oh, shit. I've been sad and lonely for a while now. I don't know what I want. I just know that I need to, like, spend... Their realization was, I need to live in the moment. Like, I need to be grateful for what I have now and not keep pushing things off to the future.
Mm-hmm.
So I'm like, so does that mean you're going to fuck yet? I mean, like, where are we going?
Where are we doing?
I'm like, I need to see some Buck and Eddie action.
Yes.
And I have a coworker who's also as equally delusional as I am. And so I will be going to her desk on Monday and be like, let's be delusional together.
Let's be delusional together.
I'm like, we ignore the fact that women were introduced for them. They're going to be together.
I support it.
But the problem is they're not really foreshadowing. Like, 911 and, like, anything by Ryan Murphy is not just going to suddenly happen. It's going to start, like, dropping hints along the way, like, subtle glances, that kind of stuff. Actually, that's not true. Athena and fucking...
Bobby.
Bobby got together, and I was like, I was not seeing that coming anywhere, but it's worked out beautifully. Oh, I didn't either. So, honestly, if Buck and Eddie just have another near-death experience or they're about to die and they just start making out, I'm okay with that. Like... I think trauma will be the only thing that bonds them together, so let there be more trauma. Like, if Christopher dies or something.
That's
dark. I think that's the direction it's going. I think Christopher's going to die.
Eddie don't need no more trauma.
Yeah, but then Buck can come in and fill that hole. Oh, God.
We've talked for 35 minutes. We need to get into the topic of this.
What's this episode? What are we doing this episode?
We're
I forgot.
We're doing a top 10 spring animes that are
upcoming.
Except
for it's not 10 animes. It's more of like, what are the most anticipated upcoming animes of spring 2023?
Yes. It is because a top 10, not a top 10.
Yeah, it's like pseudo top 10.
Yes.
Non-traditional episode structure, which given our record, our podcast is not really traditional in any sense of the word.
Yeah.
Anyway, we pretty much have picked, I think it's like 15 shows that like,
yeah,
also this season of anime looks like it's going to be, this year of anime, oh my god, like,
looks like it's going to be the year for anime.
I feel like we say that every year. Well, actually, that's not true. 2020, we definitely said it was not going to be the year for anime.
No, and I think like one season, I think in like 2021, I think it was like the fall season, was like really lackluster.
There was one season that was really bad.
Mm-hmm.
But this spring season looks really good. And I know the rest of this year, like, Attack on Titan's final season, final part. So, Attack on Titan part 3, Attack on Titan final season part 3, part 2 is coming out this year. Because, you know, that's not confusing at all. They should have just named it as different seasons, but whatever, MAPPA. I think My Hero's final season's coming out.
Ooh.
Well, no, the manga hasn't finished yet. I think season 7's coming out this year. Have you finished season 6, Mo?
I have not watched anything for My Hero past, like, them saving Eri.
We need to take a moment right now and reflect. What shows have you not seen that you need to watch? Let's just make a list.
All of them.
Attack
okay.
on Titan. My Hero. I don't know about all the others, but those are the two biggies that you have not seen and I don't understand.
It's the only two you give me shit for.
Well, honestly, because you're the one that made me watch My Hero and I was like, oh my god, so good. And we were both working at Egbert's and be like, oh my god, season 3, the Kamino Word Arc, oh my god, it's so good. And then, what happened to that bond? What happened to that fucking bond, Mo? You're shitting on it. You're cheating on me. With your boyfriend watching fucking anime that's not My Hero.
He's seen all of My Hero.
Oh, that fucking asshole. Okay, he cannot watch... Give me his number. I'm gonna make him make you watch My Hero. Because I need someone to talk to about shit.
He'll talk to you about it.
This is why I'm starting to obsess over Bucky and Eddie, because my last relationship I was hoping would happen in My Hero is definitely not going to happen. But yeah, Mel, gosh darn it. We probably should get in this episode. Like, why do you keep delaying us so much?
Shut up.
Michael Jackson has entered the house, baby.
It's either anyway. We get on to the episode or, like, we end up doing nothing with this episode.
Oh, Mo, this is a episode of the most anticipated animes. Like, we know it's going to be a quick episode.
Yeah.
So, pretty much, we have a couple animes that we've watched the trailers for, kind of, like, looked into it a little bit, and we're like, intriguing. And then there's a couple second seasons. Mo, do you want to kind of go through, like, the second season ones first and kind of talk about those and then get into, like, the nine animes that we, like, really want to talk about?
Sure.
Do you want me to list, like, those other four and then you want to listen to that one?
Sure. Go for it.
Okay, cool. So, there's four animes that are getting a second season that are all shows we've reviewed before, which is Over the Moon for You, Demon Slayer Season 3. Of course, Demon Slayer 3 and 3 would just be all those, like, yeah. And then Ranking of Kings, The Treasured Chest of Courage, and Konosuba, Exploration of a New World, but it's like a Megami backstory. So, all four of those animes, I honestly will probably watch the second season. Like, I'm excited to see it. Go check out those reviews. Also, there's Dr. Stone, which I don't know where Dr. Stone, A New World. Yeah. There it is. All of them look really good. If you guys want, please check out those episodes for us. You can go onto any website or app that we're on and just go to, like, our Dr. Stone review, which is, I think, Tripping on Cocaine or something like that.
Yeah.
And I think our Demon Slayer review is, like, one of our first anime reviews, which, hey, actually, these five animes that we reviewed would be really good ones to just kind of see the growth of this podcast.
Right.
Like, Star of Demon Slayer, then Konosuba, Dr. Stone, Over the Moon for You, and then Ranking of King. I think that's the order we've done them.
Mm-hmm.
Go check them out. Each one's in a different season. They're going to be really good animes, I think.
Yes.
Especially Dr. Stone. Dr. Stone looks really intriguing to me.
I still haven't seen the second season of Dr. Stone.
Mo! You haven't seen fucking My Hero, Attack on Titan. Have you been at least watching Demon Slayer, or didn't you watch the second season of that?
I did watch the second season of Demon Slayer.
Oh, did you? Mm-hmm. Okay, whatever. Yeah, so you watched that and watched it. I'm sorry. I just hit my hand, and now I'm just angry. Mo, what's the other anime that's getting a second season that rightly deserves it?
Ancient Magus Bride.
Hell yeah. Mo's been begging for this for a while.
Honestly, did not think that it was gonna get a second season. I thought it was gonna end up being like an Ouran High School host club situation.
Yeah, honestly, there's hope for Yuna of the Dawn now. There's
Listen,
hope for Ouran High School.
I think that we should start a petition. Well, actually, I think we should just, like, force people to watch Yuna of the Dawn so that way that they can see how good it is, so that way they have to make a second season.
Yep. Yeah. Well, yeah, let's do it. I'll start a petition. Guys, we'll just force people. I'm going to just show up at your house, guys, and force you to watch Yuna of the Dawn. I don't care if you have kids to take care of. I don't care if you got school the next day. We're watching Yuna of the Dawn at 2 o'clock in the morning on a Tuesday.
Yes.
Okay?
And then you're going to like it.
Society.
And you're going to, like, say, I want a second season.
And then you're going to reach out to us on our social media, which, Mo, would you like to shamelessly plug our social media right now?
Yes.
In the middle of the episode.
Okay, guys. This is part of the episode where I shamelessly plug on social media, so go check it out. I will crawl into your window and force you to look at it. And say Yuna of the Dawn.
Wow, we're getting way more aggressive in this, like, promo stuff. Okay, anyway, Mo, continue.
So we are on Instagram, Twitter, Patreon, TikTok, and YouTube, and we are on those. Bingers Anime Edition, the name of this podcast that you know and love. And we are on Twitter at Anime Bingers.
Yeah, please check us out. And if you don't check us out, and we see that you're listening to this, and we know where you guys are listening from, we got statistics.
We're gonna go into
your guys's. I mean, I know that it's just telling us the location, and I know some of you are listening from England, but we will go there, and we will force you to watch it.
I will book a flight.
And then we're gonna, yeah. So please keep supporting our Patreon, so we can afford flights to England to break into people's houses and force them to watch Yuna of the Dawn for our petition. Mo, I feel like this is a losing strategy. Everything I just said, I feel like will not be beneficial for us in the long run. But we're really passionate about Yuna of the Dawn.
You'll never know unless you try.
That's true. Anyway, we were talking about My Ancient Magus Bride.
Yes.
Season 2. not Union of the Dawn.
I am super excited about Ancient Magus Bride Season 2 because it was kind of like one of those one animes that I saw like a really long time ago in high school.
Mm-hmm.
And it was just like so magical and it was so pretty and it was like
it was so
kind
pretty.
Of like it was like weird in a romance way. Just because like she's married to this basically like cow skull.
Skeleton thing. Oh.
Cow skull thing.
A skull?
A skull.
A skull. Okay. Yeah, I know. I saw like clips of it. I'm like, I am confused.
Who is like an ancient like wizard or something like that? And he's like, you're going to be my wife because your blood has something like magical in it.
That's not problematic at all.
But like romance blooms and stuff. So I don't know where they're going to go with this, but.
Yeah, I'm a little concerned. Not going to lie. but, you know, I'm interested to watch it. It's actually, My Ancient Bride has been on the top of my to-watch list for a while. Like, it's in the top 10. But I keep watching other animes that are new.
Beautiful animation, beautiful music, great storytelling.
I've heard. Dude, I'm really excited for these new animes because some of them sound like the soundtracks are going to slap.
I know.
Like,
A lot of anime. I haven't, like, watched any anime here lately that, like, has had, like, very good, like,
killer
soundtracks.
Music. Yeah.
So I'm
but guys,
super excited.
I think that there's a couple, but I think my is because those are my initials in front of it. funny. I'm funny. Sorry. Heavenly Decision, which is one of the animes that are coming out this season. It's like a post-apocalyptic anime that, like, it's like two storylines with two people, like, traveling the country of Japan after this apocalyptic event, fighting monsters and finding friendly slash enemies are human. And then there's a second plot, like a B plot, that's a bunch of kids stuck in like an experimental warehouse, which feels very Stranger Things like. And I'm like, And apparently the plots interweave pretty well together based on the plot description I read. But the trailer, oh my God.
Honestly, the trailer was a cinematic masterpiece.
I was like, I know you have just been running this whole time, but you've been running with some crazy camera angles and hair flow. I was like, I'm like, your main character, you got white hair. Your main character, love interest, you got red hair. Y'all got some shit going on. And I'm like, I'm intrigued by this. And the music of it was just fantastic. Like, there was a lot of very similar to Attack on Titan music.
Mm-hmm.
So, like, the synthetics and stuff that AOT does really well with. And then there was also some like really intense piano music, and you know when there's a piano piece, that it's gonna slap.
So like, for those of you anime watchers that have seen this movie, it's called Origin Spirits of the Past. Does this, and I've seen the trailer for Heavenly Delusions.
Oh, it's Delusion, not Decision. I had a typo.
Heavenly Delusions.
Heavenly Delusions. Kind of like how I'm delusional about Buck and Eddie. It's my heavenly delusion.
Okay, we can't keep talking about Buck and Eddie.
Well, I can fucking talk about them. I watched it last night and it gave me serotonin for the first time all week.
But
let me have this, Mo. Let me have this.
But does this show kind of remind you of like that movie? Because Maddie, I want you to watch the trailer for Origin Spirits of the Past.
Okay.
And, like, let me know if it, like, reminds you. Because, like, so Origin Spirits of the Past, for those of you who don't know, it's, like, post-apocalyptic, which is, like, what this is. And so it was, like, Earth was doing, like, these experiments on the moon to try and, like, grow plant life because plant life on Earth is, like, basically dying.
Okay.
And their experiment went, like, horribly wrong, and they created this, like, sentient like creature, this plant creature or something that basically invaded Earth and covered like most of Earth in like forest.
Gotcha. Okay. That makes sense.
And so it's, and the show is basically about how like this one of like the humans that like survived like this like in like invasion of this like creature finds this girl in a pod. From like when the invasion,
you know, we love finding girls in pods. Like, if I could just like find a girl in a pod and be like, you got some weird juju shit about you, and I'm going to be friends with you, possibly fall in love with you, and that's okay, and we'll have babies together, and it's just going to be, like, cool, like, power, like, mutant children, and I'm here for it.
And so it's like, and apparently this girl is, like, the key to, like, restoring humanity back to, like, the way that it was. But the question in the movie is, like, is that really, like, the best thing for everyone, or is it, like, more of, like, a human interest type situation, you know?
Gotcha. I mean, that makes sense.
Like, is it really, like, the best thing for the world to go back to the way things were?
Yeah, yeah, I see what you mean. So, yeah, so that is Heavenly Delusion, which looks very promising. Mo, would you like to talk about one of the other animes this upcoming season that you're interested about?
So the one that I'm very excited about, I've already seen the first episode for it, is Why Relania? Or I think it's Relania.
Girl, didn't you read this manga?
Okay, no, listen. So how I read the name in my head is way different than how they pronounce it in the show. And so I'm trying to remember how they pronounce it in the show.
Girl, just go for it. Everyone understands.
Relania ended up at the Duke's Mansion, which is based off of a webtoon slash like a manhwa.
Yes, classic.
Beautiful. I've read all of it. Y'all are in for a treat. Let me just tell you.
Dude, I was like looking at the trailer. I was like, this looks so interesting. It's like she knows that she's going to die again something. And it's like this mental game with the Duke. And
like, Maddie, do you know those like manhwas that I really like to read that all have the exact same genre?
All the reincarnation where they get hit by truck con.
This is it. And
did she get hit by a truck in her past life?
No, but she died.
Okay.
She fell off a building.
There was a lot of animes this season that I was like, I feel like a truck's about to hit this character. And then it didn't happen. I was like, I'm waiting.
But, because this is, like, in a story. This is, like, in a book.
Yeah.
And so she's like, I know how this is going to end. I don't want to die. And so I'm going to change the story.
Oh, that's going to be cool. I'm excited to read that or watch that.
And it's just, like, really it's, like, so cool because it's one of those ones where it's, like, the romance is just, like, beautiful.
I'm excited. I'll watch it then. But, you know, Mo, sidebar. I'm kind of getting upset with anime in general.
Okay.
You know why?
Why?
Because they're taking out the stereotypes. But not the bad ones. Like, the fan service is still there, but the side ponytail for the mom that always dies is going away. In
what?
Fire Force, they didn't keep it. I was like, how am I supposed to know before the mom dies that they're going to die or not if you don't have a side ponytail?
How am I supposed to know you're going to die?
I was like, what? And another one, Truck Con. Where's the truck hitting all the characters that get reincarnated? That is a staple of isekai in reincarnation anime.
Right.
And they're taking it away where like, oh, I died because a bookshelf fell on me. Okay, what loser bitch whore are you? Like fucking,
what loser
is that
bitch
show?
Whore? That was like, so aggressive. Like, what loser
yeah,
bitch?
Yeah, I'm talking about specifically a sentence of a bookworm here. That bitch.
Okay, honestly, though, like, I'm honestly about to start reading the manga for that one because I've heard it's actually gotten pretty good.
Yeah, well, the first season did not keep me intrigued. I'm sorry. That was so painful.
The second season is out.
Yeah, I know the second season is out. I don't want to watch it, okay? It's why it's not on this list. Anyway. So, yeah, that one looks really good. I'm excited to watch that. Another anime that's coming out is My Home Hero, which is a psychological thriller. And it looks really interesting because it doesn't, like, seem like one of those over-the-top supernatural psych thrillers. It's just, like, this guy that kills his wife's brother. And then it gets, like, super tense really fast. And there's a lot of moving parts in it. And I think he gets involved in some other, like, weird shit. And it's, like, very... I mean, I don't know if that's considered... Is that considered slice of life if it just follows the life of a guy that killed his wife's brother? Is that slice of life?
That is not slice of life.
Well, it's slice of life, but if they're...
Slice of life is like you go on about day-to-day stuff. Like, nothing like...
Well, maybe this is
plot-wise
maybe
happens.
This is his day-to-day.
See, like, you can have slice of life in just about anything. You can have slice of life fantasy, but it's, like, they can't, like, have, like, a plot. It has to be just, like, day-to-day stuff.
Oh, yeah, there's definitely looks like a plot in this, but it looks really interesting. It feels very like NCIS, like criminal, like it seems like Dexter, you know? That's the vibes it's giving me.
Ripped from the headlines.
What?
Ripped from the headlines.
What does that mean?
You
Is
know,
that a
like
show?
when like something happens like in life
Deja
and
vu?
no, like it like what is it?
You're doing a really good job explaining this, Mel. Keep it
Murder,
up. Sorry.
like murder mysteries and stuff like that, you know?
Mm-hmm.
Like true crime, like when true crime stuff
Yeah, I know what
happens
true crime is.
and they like create like a movie or like a TV show off of it, that's called like ripped from the
So, like
headlines.
a Lifetime movie?
Yeah, it's called like ripped from the headlines. So they took like that
Gotcha. I
story
thought
and they
that's just a
created.
documentary.
No.
Oh, I see. Wouldn't that just be Lifetime movies?
Well, it's like the slogan like ripped from the headlines, like when they
Gotcha,
like say
gotcha.
like this
Okay,
is
okay.
based off of a true
I'm gonna start using
story.
that expression for everything now. I'll be like, Ethan will be like talking about, he's like, oh yeah, you know, like, and then my boss bubble, I'm like, ah, that was just ripped from the headlines.
That is not the context that
I'm gonna start using it. Anything that sounds like it just took it from something else, ripped from the headlines.
That's
I can do
funny.
this now. Anyway, my home hero, that's kind of what it seems like, and I'm excited to watch it. Like, it seemed really tense in the trailer, and I like tense anime. And, like, the wife already found out in the trailer, and she was just like, oh, hi, husband. And she's like, oh, what are you doing? And he's like, I killed your brother. And then,
I
like,
killed your brother.
I don't think there was, like, a lot of anger there. I was like, ooh, there's some scheming. I like me some good scheming.
They do with some stuff.
All right, Mo, what about the next anime?
Okay. So the next anime that I have is Oshinoko.
Oh my God. I am not interested in watching this anime
I'm
at
actually
all.
kind of like a little bit interested in it. Like, honestly, the animation looked really good and like it just seems very interesting. I even have the manga for it.
Mo, why the fuck do you have that manga?
Because it seems interesting, and so it's another reincarnation one, and it's the premise of it is very weird.
Weird.
Yes,
Really?
so
No.
like this gynecologist dies, gets reincarnated as his favorite idol's son. His favorite idol, like who's his mother, dies, and apparently he finds out it's his father that killed his mother. And so now we're.
Whoa, okay, I did not know that was gonna happen. I thought it was just him, like, this sounds terrible, but I generally thought he was just gonna be fantasizing about his
No.
idol the
So the
entire
whole. It's
time.
a murder mystery. So, like, his mom basically dies, and he finds out it's his dad that hired the hit on his mom. And so now he's trying to figure out who his dad is because nobody knows who his dad is. So he can kill his dad for killing his mom.
Okay. I was introduced to this anime on a YouTube video where someone reviewed fucked up mangas coming out, like fucked up mangas they've read that are just so bizarre and disturbing. And they said this was one of those.
I don't think it's like I think it's like the premise of it of like an older guy like getting reincarnated as like a baby.
Yeah.
And then like
Okay. I have zero interest in watching this.
I think that it's gonna be interesting to see.
Oh, okay. Well, I'll let you watch it for me.
Okay.
All right, and next anime, Hell's Paradise, which is a MAPPA production. Pretty much, it felt like Suicide Squad, but with Japanese characters. Instead of Amanda Waller, we got a girl running around with a katana. And I was like, oh, this is interesting. And it looks very well animated, very MAPPA. And pretty much all these people go to this island to go like look for something that are all criminals that are like on death row or something like that, or I don't know if they're on death row, but you know they have an executioner that escorts them there. And it sounds like all these characters are just really fascinating characters that are really entertaining to watch. Like think Future Diary, where you know everyone's just really entertaining to watch. Not good people, but entertaining to watch, and it's kind of like that. And then you got a girl with a sword. So That's about all I know about it, but the music seems really good, and the animation, of course, is MAPPA Studios, so it's always good.
Yeah. Sounds interesting.
All right, Mo, next one.
Okay, so my next one is My Love Story with Yamada-kun at level 99, I think.
Yes.
Or it's 999 or something like that.
Yeah, which...
Mo, my love story with this. It's my love story with Yamada-kun at level 999. So basically,
yeah, I have no interest in watching this anime either.
I don't know. I think it'll be kind of like a really cute, like, love story, like anime, you know, kind of like fake dating.
That's true. That's true.
But so this girl boyfriend breaks up with her because he finds somebody else. She's like absolutely devastated. Because her boyfriend ended up breaking up with her because he met somebody in this MMO that he was playing and she was playing. And so they end up going to this, like, one convention for the video game. She runs into her boyfriend with his, like, new girlfriend. And And she's like... She literally grabs, right, like, the first guy that she sees. And she's like, this is my new boyfriend. Blah, 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 blah. You know, and turns out he is like the number one player of that video game.
Okay.
Yes.
Okay.
And so I'm guessing that it's going to be one of those things where like hijinks ensue, like fake dating along with like getting to know each other, getting to know
making the ex-boyfriend jealous kind of thing, you know, with their super powerful levels, and they're going to fight each other in the big final fight, and then, like, the ex-boyfriend will be like, yo, you hot now, but you're, like, badass at fighting, and all that kind of shit.
We'll see. I'll probably watch it just to see what.
I don't know. It was giving me some major Excel World vibes, and I was not interested.
I feel like you're just, like, traumatized by any video game-esque, like,
honestly, like, anime. I enjoyed SAO, but Excel World just took it out of me.
Well, because you watched Excel World after you watched SAO.
And it was just like,
and I don't think
you
watched another video game one since.
I don't think I have. I always said, fuck this, I'm not doing it anymore. Like, but the thing is, like, I hate Jumanji. Like, I hate the entire premise of Jumanji. As a DM, I will never, ever, ever make you guys ever go into a video game.
Like the
ever.
Original Jumanji or the video game Jumanji?
I hate the original one. I hate the original Jumanji. And the video game one's funny, but I also hate the concept of it.
Why do you hate the original Jumanji?
I hate it. I don't know why. It's kind of like I hate Cars and Jurassic World as well. I don't know why. I just hate them.
Okay. You want to give us your next one?
Yeah, so I'm going to do the Cafe Terrace and its Goddesses, which pretty much, dude inherits a cafe from his dead grandma, and he's like, well, I gotta run this shit now. And while he's in his house that he inherited, a bunch of girls show up because apparently they live there too, because the grandma let them live there. Which, by the way, then they all tie him up and beat the shit out of him. And I'm like, hold up, y'all are literally trespassing on this property, but fine, beat up the dude because he's a perv, apparently, for living in his house. Well, whatever. I hate that stereotype
he's
so much.
He's a perv, apparently, for living in his house.
I fucking hate that bullshit. But anyway, it looks really interesting because, I mean, it pretty much just looks like this guy's running a bit like a cafe and these girls are all hot and doing hot girl stuff in their bras and serving people. And it kind of seems like a found family type of thing.
Yeah.
Like, I almost, it doesn't really feel like a love, what is it, decohedron. I don't know how many girls there are. I think there's 12.
Decohedron.
It's a 12-sided circle. 12-sided circle. That's not a thing. That's not how geometry works.
Yeah, I don't think so.
But I think it sounds like it's going to be more of a found family with maybe one love interest kind of thing.
Yeah. That's interesting.
Interesting, but it could easily be that he just sleeps around with all of them. It could be like a school day.
It could just
scenario.
Be like a harem.
Yeah, it could just be a harem, but maybe I'll be surprised. Probably not. Or it'll be school days. I'm okay if one of the bitches go crazy and kills all the other bitches. That would be entertaining. But it looks a little too bright for that. But who knows? All right, Mo, would you like to do the final one that you would really like?
Yes.
Whoa, I think I had I kind of keeled over there for a second. I'm sorry.
So the next one I have is Mashali, which I think everybody's really excited about this one because it is a combination of Harry Potter with like One Punch Man. If One Punch Man actually didn't have like powers.
It looks so funny. Like, just the like 2-minute clip
no,
I saw of
Ethan's
like,
watched
trailer.
It and he said it's absolutely hilarious.
Okay, I'm excited because I'm like, I think I'm going to watch this anime and like, it looks so funny.
Yeah, Ethan was like, he's like, yeah, it's absolutely like, it's like freaking hilarious.
Oh, awesome. I'm excited to watch it. But like, literally, this guy just goes to like Hogwarts and in the trailer, he's just cooking and all the people he's become friends with are like, oh, you're so weird, but that's why I love you. And I'm just like, I am so confused.
So I want to talk
character.
About this like one scene that I saw that I thought was pretty funny.
Okay.
So I guess this is like part of like the entrance exam or something. And this, and of course this guy like goes to this like wizarding school, but he has like no powers. So they're trying to make a broom fly.
Oh,
and of course
no.
He looks at his broom and he's like, fly. It doesn't fly. And he goes, I understand. So then one guy, like the bully, comes over and he's like, ah, you can't make it fly, huh? Like, you just don't have any powers. You can't make it fly. He stomps his foot on the ground. The broom comes up. He catches it and he goes, fly. And he goes, that's not, he's like, you literally did the spell after you caught it. Like, it doesn't work. So then he's like, well, so I'm going to challenge you to a race. And if you lose this race, then you have to leave the school. And he's like, okay, I'll challenge, I'll do it. And
I'll fight you. Also, why do you have to leave the school if this kid just wants you to, sorry.
And so, they get ready to do the race. Of course, the magical guy, they say, go. He takes off. And the dude that doesn't have magic freaking throws the broom.
He pole vaults his fucking broom.
Well, he runs. He jumps on it and, like, glides it to the finish and wins.
You know, that is hysterical and I love it. You know who should have learned from that?
Who?
Fucking Asta during his magic exam.
Like, no, literally people were like, this is like a mix of like One Punch Man, Harry Potter, and Black Clover.
Literally, it's like Asta shows up to Hogwarts and has Saitama personality.
Yes.
Which is so much better than Asta's personality.
Right. Oh my god, it's so funny.
I'm excited to watch. I did not even know this was coming out, and I'm like, wait, this
it's already
really
out.
Interesting. Oh, I'm excited. I'll watch it, maybe. I'm still watching Bunny Girl Senpai at the moment, which has been a tough watch for me.
Yeah, that one is kind of a tough watch.
I'm like, what's the point? Everyone's forgetting her, and
what's the point of life?
Crazy. Yeah, I'm like, okay, whatever.
Okay, what is your last one?
Yeah, my last one is Insomniacs After School. But yeah, so it's pretty much my Insomniacs After School. Not my Insomniacs. I keep saying my because my initials are MY, and... It's in front of each of these names, so it just looks like My Insomniacs After School, but sorry. Anywho, Insomniacs After School is about a bunch of kids, like these two kids that find out they're insomniacs, and they decide to start like a nightclub, like a nighttime club type thing.
Okay.
Except for, I'm pretty sure that's really unhealthy if you're just not sleeping, and that after a couple like days, they should probably be killed over dead, right?
Yeah.
So, hopefully the anime explains why
this
they can survive without sleep.
But this is anime.
This is anime, but this does give me some serious Your Lie in April vibes. Like, I have a strong seeking suspicion that someone's going to die at the end of this, or there's going to be a tragic ending.
Ooh.
This does not seem like a go-happy-lucky anime. I think it's only going to be 25 episodes, and someone's going to be dead by the end of it.
Ooh.
Like, my gut's telling me that. Come back here and reach us out on our social media and tell me if I'm right or wrong in a couple of months. Mo, would you like to do your last one?
That was it.
I thought you had a violin one you wanted to talk about.
Oh, I didn't think we were talking about that one.
Oh, you can talk about it now. I brought it up already.
Yeah, okay, cool. So this one's called Anno Orchestra. And so it's basically, the premise of it is this kid, he loves the violin, like the violin's his thing. His parents get divorced, and so he's like, I'm not going to play the violin anymore, because what is the meaning of life? And so then he goes to high school. There's this one girl that he meets who desperately wants to play the violin. Like, she's like, I want to play the violin, but apparently she's bad, and she's a bully. And so then their teacher is like, why don't you teach her the violin? I think that it's going to be I think it's going to have, like, the soundtrack of the season.
Your Lie in April.
Yes. Because it gives me major Your Lie in April vibes.
Wow. We just listed two animes that have Your Lie in April vibes. Is this the season of Your Lie in April resurgence? Okay. Just as a recap, I feel like the season is a lot of second seasons, Your Lie in April coming back with vengeance, and a shit ton of reincarnation.
Yes. 100%.
Like, way too much reincarnation anime is going out. Like, it was isekai, now we're moving into reincarnation.
Mm-hmm.
And what's the next trend going to be? Fucking hentai everywhere? It's going to be like mechas. Well, that's already been done. Magic Girls, that was already done. The little research. Oh, probably. Actually, with the post-apocalyptic anime coming out, I wouldn't be surprised if the next trend of anime is going to be all post-apocalyptic.
Yeah.
Or just, like
more
like
romance, because I feel like romance has really dwindled in the last, like, few
years. You're right. Like, romance, like, there's not near as many romance animes anymore. Well,
like,
speaking
shoujo?
Of animes, shoujo. Speaking of animes, Mo, would you like to spin our wheel? Maybe we'll get a romance anime that we review for everyone.
Yes.
But yeah, I'm excited for this new season. I'm excited for the new animes. I think the one I'm most excited about is Heavenly Delusion. Mo, which one are you most excited to watch?
Why Relania ended up at the Duke's Mansion.
Oh, obviously. It looks beautifully. It was giving me Violet Evergarden vibes at first. So it was, like, really well animated.
I'm so excited for that one. Like, it's going to be Mo, dope.
Yeah. But Mo, do you got that wheel up? Are you about to spin it? Oh, it's spinning. Mo, what are we reviewing next week? Oh, no, she's fist pumping. She's fist pumping. What
does
this mean?
My next life as a villainess.
Oh, my God. What is this one about, Mo?
It's
this is
reincarnation.
How old is this anime?
She gets,
I haven't heard of this one.
She gets reincarnated into, like, an Otome game.
Are you fucking kidding me? Sorry.
Yes.
Why are
it's,
we...
And she's the villainess. And so she's like, you know, I'm going to, like, break up with my fiance. I'm going to do all this because I don't want to die at the end by any of the characters. But it's so...
Okay,
I love it. I would so rewatch this one.
Okay, well, it sounds like you're rewatching it this week, and I'm watching it this week.
Yes.
In my overabundance of free time.
It's got two seasons.
I am not watching both. How old is this anime?
It's fairly new.
Is it? How did I not know this came out?
And it's so funny because she's got, like, little chibis in her head, too.
Oh, my gosh. Okay, I'm excited to watch this. I might just watch this in the background at work. Is it?
No, it's a background. You could totally watch it in the background.
Okay, cool. I'll be watching it at work, and my coworkers are just going to make fun of me, and I'm like, yo, what about it?
You're either going to hate it or you're going to love it.
Well, I'll find out in the first, like, three episodes. And if I hate it, I probably will not watch more than three episodes.
It's okay. I've seen both seasons.
well, guys, tune in next week when we review My Villainess as a New World hairdresser.
My next life as a villainess.
My next life as a villainess. Yeah. Well, guys, thank you so much for listening to this episode and this tomfoolery that ensued in this episode. Because, Jesus, we went on a couple tangents because Mo just kept distracting us. But... Oh, don't give me the side eye.
Bombastic side eye.
Bombastic side eye. But anyway, thank you guys for tuning into this week's episode, and we'll see you next week. Good luck binging out there.
Yeah, see you later.
All right, bye-bye.
Bye.